Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and this is Panda Bear. Okay. Our show today is on how to release stuck emotions with the voice. We're going to go through quite a few different techniques. This is really important because stuck emotions are a large part of disease, right? So, we just had this class in our summer intensive, so I'm kind of primed and ready to go. Okay. So our intention is that you may be able to get rid of any stuck emotion, which will make you way healthier really easily. Okay. Before we get going, let me tell you about what's happening at the Institute here. Share my screen. So we're doing our summer intensives. You could still take some individual classes in the summer intensive. It's actually every day, 10 to 9:30. We're about on the fourth or fifth day right now. It's 10 days straight. So if you happen to be in the area, you could take some individual classes. We also have our online sound healing certificate program. Next start time is just next week, June 14th. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And for doing sound healing treatments on others or yourself, or doing, oh, here we go. And we're doing a sound concert or sound bath as well. Right. So that's happening. It starts every 2 weeks or a week or so, because it's ongoing enrollment. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays from 10 to 1 Pacific time. If you can't make it, you can always watch the videos and catch the classes that way. If you can't make the live classes. Our next course here at the Institute, or programs, is starting September 6th in just north of San Francisco here. Right. You got a beautiful place for doing classes, right, like 100 feet from the San Francisco Bay, and just it's just really beautiful in Sausalito. We also have a recording program starting again online August 9th. Works out really well because you can see my screen, see what I'm mixing. Of course, I wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. It's used in all schools. Also wrote the number one selling book in sound healing. And I just finished, and we'll have in about just a few days, we'll have the new version, version two of the sound healing book. And it's really quite incredible, the detail. It's about 420 pages, and it's really detailed on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically for pain and all different types of diseases. Emotionally for releasing stuck emotions that we're going over today. Mentally for brainwave entrainment, using binaural beats to entrain into delta, theta, alpha, and beta. And spiritually for the sound of gratitude, compassion, love, and how to use sound to get to a place where you're one with the universe in unity consciousness. So you can find that at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. We also have our voice analysis software we sell. We do treatments as well. The next voice analysis training is, I think it's August 13th. You have to sign up by the 1st of August to join. Yeah, it's August 13th. So we already passed the deadline for the one that's starting this weekend. So yeah, it's all about just speaking into the microphone and finding out what's going on with you physically and emotionally. And then you get a whole set of CDs where you can listen to and tone along with the notes that are missing to get them back into your system. It's a very cool system. It's only $85 to actually do an assessment and a treatment. We can do it over the phone or on Zoom. So we also have our store. We've got If on the website, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can find all the information about the classes and all the information about, or just our whole store where we've got over 100 CDs, we have my books, we have crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, we have a full range of instruments, and we have technologies. We have sound lounges, sound tables, sound pillows, sound boffins, many ways to vibrate you into bliss, and a sound belt that you can strap around your body to get rid of any pain. It's really effective. We also have our sound therapy center, and that's where we offer the voice analysis. And also, we can find your home note, which is an average of your heart rate and brainwave rate, which is basically the rhythm of your metabolism, and give you music tuned to delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for overcoming ADD, and then gamma for just blissing out. And we can do that over Zoom as well, or at the Institute. In our Sound Healing Research Foundation, we've got a full range of research papers, like about 400 clinical research papers that you can check out, all categorized. And we've got over 300 student research papers, also all categorized, some really cool papers here as well. And then we've got a full range of articles and videos on sound healing to check out. We also have the Medical Sound Association, where you can actually find, if you click on integrative sound, you can actually find treatment plans that we've put together with over 600 sound therapists and doctors on grief, anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid issues, adrenal issues, and traumatic brain injuries. Very detailed treatment plans with the approach, safety guidelines, intake questions, and actual sound healing treatments. So, also, the other cool thing is if you're doing treatments, you can go here to intake forms and put in your issues, the issues of your client, and the instruments you're using, and put in on a scale of 1 to 10 what's going on with them, or the level of their symptoms before and after the treatment. And we've been collating these now. So we have over 300 people. And so you can see here where it says 328 entries, and we've got reduction of symptoms by 65.85%. But you could actually choose a health concern. So you could say, what about anxiety? Well, with anxiety, we've got 199 issues, and we've got 69% reduction. What about anxiety with crystal balls? Okay, we'll filter for that. We've got 162 ish entries with 68% 0.64 reduction in symptoms. Pretty cool. And I'd like to get this up to about 10,000 entries because it will just look really, really good. Even though it's not clinical research, at least it's some cool data to show how effective sound is, right? And that's important if we're going to bring this into the mainstream more and more and get it into hospitals. So that's happening. Also, we have our Sound Education Association, and with, by the way, for the Medical Sound Association, going to the on the homepage, you can go to the Join MSA, and we have bi-monthly meetings where you can help us with these treatment plans. For the Sound Education Association, we've got over 500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years, and we're doing online classes from starting June 27th on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific. for 1 hour each. We're going to be doing the classes again. This is our second round for 3 to 6 year olds, and it's only $150. So if you know anybody with kids, it's really cool. Kids learn how to express themselves, they learn how to do body percussion, get in their body, and how body percussion relates to sacred geometry. We have a lot of sacred geometry drawing we do as well. So that's at vibeacademy.live, vibeacademy.live. There's some of the things happening. Oh, one other thing. We just got a deal sealed where we're going to be working with one of the largest dementia companies in Northern California, Calabria in Napa. We're taking on every protocol, every instrument, every technology we have. And they're going to dedicate a room for the sound lounges and also have a surround sound system in there. We're going to take on it. We're going to be using crystal balls. We're going to be finding their note and actually playing CDs tuned to their brain in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. And they're going to be tracking everything we're doing. So we're looking to bring these into dementia centers around the world. Right? So I'm really excited about that. So that's what's happening here at the Institute. So, you know, as babies, we were professional sound healers. We had it down. You have anything emotional going on, you let it out with a scream or a sound. Ah, right? We were totally built to express ourselves with sound. Then, of course, around one or two, especially two, it's like, shh, 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 right? And then you get into school, and there's no more sound. Go to work, no more sound. That's for babies, not for adults. You don't make weird sounds anymore. No, stop it. You're interrupting people. And it's wrong because we lose that God-given ability to express ourselves freely and create smooth, flowing energy through our emotional body because we're not stuffing it. We're totally expressing ourselves, which manifests as smooth flowing energy through the physical body. The second you stop the emotional body from flowing, all types of diseases happen in the physical body. And this is well known. I mean, most intuitives, in fact, all psychics and intuitives I've talked to who do healing work, they say, emotions are the number one cause of disease. And it's stuck emotions. You know, emotions that aren't flowing. Right? So it's all about getting them to flow, so they're out of your body, so you can get back to you. That's the whole deal, getting back to you, where you're clear, where you're at peace, where you're present with the world, right? So you're not running this loop. Can't believe what they did. Can't believe what they did. Can't believe what they did through your whole system, right? Once those emotions get in, the trick is to do sound to resonate them and release them. If you're resisting emotions, it's really important to make the sound of them, to actually be with them, to face them, right? So that's really critical. If you're resisting, because here's the sound of resisting emotions. Right? And it's the worst. My kitty's already getting excited now. So for the first techniques that I'm going to share with you, these are really good for actually facing an emotion that you're resisting. When we do these techniques, we're going to be making the sound of negative emotions, stressful emotions, and they can get really intense. So it's I'm warning my kitty and warning you and warning the dark beings on the other side. The problem is when you make these really weird sounds, of pain, basically, dark beings on the other side go, party over there, and they show up. So you really have to protect the space, right? The way I do it is we set sacred space now. You can also ask for help from your guides, ascended masters, archangels, positive aliens, only for our highest good. I also visualize an octahedron, a four-sided pyramid up and a four-sided pyramid down with a square base right around me. So you are protected. You know how it is when you go to a sacred place, sacred temple, church, whatever, and you walk in and the energy is kind of like, whoa. It's because the energy of all this sacred work and prayer has been imprinted into the room. Well, if you're doing negative sounds, it also gets imprinted in the room. So it's really important to protect the space, just like we did, right? And also visualize an octahedron, which is a coherent sacred geometry. So that gets imprinted in the space, and you're doing the sound within that, protected. Okay. So we are now protected. I have a few Hathors actually hanging out, protecting the space as well. So this first technique is to make the sound of the emotion with the intention of releasing it. The key here is the intention of releasing it. Because if you just make the sound of some stuck emotion, often it just brings it up and doesn't go anywhere. And then you feel like crap, right? It just brings it up. So it's really important to hold the intention of releasing it. When you do this, it's really nice to actually play with the sounds until you find one that matches the sound. And often when that happens, it's like the emotion unravels to its core and just releases. So play with the sounds. So if you want to join me, if you're in a place where you can make some weird sounds, let's go for it. So here's an emotion I've been dealing with. It's really kind of, I was just focusing on this today in class. It's like a loneliness. Even if you're in a relationship, it's like you feel there's this loneliness of disconnection or not connection, right? Basically, a big problem on the planet altogether. So I'm going to make the sound of it. Join in with your emotion if you like. I'll just do it short. Often just brings you to stillness, Maybe sadness, maybe tears. Okay. Felt good. It was interesting. I've never made a sound like that in my life. That was unusual. It was really interesting. Thought just about the whole thing. I've never made a sound like that my entire life. I do sound a lot, right? That was interesting what came out, huh? The next technique is also good. It's really my favorite. It's the one that I actually introduced to the kids. I said to the kids, 3 to 6 year olds, first, whatever you're feeling, feel it completely. Make the sound of it, resonate it. And if it doesn't feel good, slowly transform it into a harmonious sound. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to slowly transform this loneliness into a beautiful sound. Hold on, let me go put on original sound. It'll sound a little better. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay. So that was transforming the sound into a harmonious sound, transforming the emotion. It's so cool to see the kids doing it, right? 3 to 6 year old. Right. I mean, most of us, most people don't know how to transform an emotion that's not feeling good. And remember, if you stay in an emotion that's not feeling good over a long period of time, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. It's not good for your system to, I mean, to do this sound for a really long time. Not good for your system. It's really not good. If you're running an emotion that's a grating or just a stuck emotion for a long, long time, it's bad for you physically, right? Okay. Actually, before I continue, I'm gonna go find a crystal ball sound here. Just tone among yourself. As I find this, links. Okay. Let's see if it's in here. Ball. Ball. Okay, here we go. Cool. It's nice to work with these emotions with the sound of crystal balls, or maybe you've got some music you like as well. Okay. So the next one we're going to actually do with some sound. With a crystal ball, right? So the next one is to make the sound of an emotion. I'm sorry, make the sound of the part of the body that's holding the emotion. So you're not making the sound of the emotion. First, you got to find where that emotion is in the body, right? Sometimes it's easy. God. I know where that pain in my neck's coming from. I know it's in my stomach. It's in my digestion, right? That tension in my arm or tension even in my knees, right? Or legs. I mean, I know where that's coming from. Sometimes we don't know where it is in the body. right? Sometimes it's everywhere in the body. So sometimes you have to like figure it out and track. Sometimes you have to track it down. You find where it is and then it moves, right? So it's like you never know. You could use Chinese medicine where you say, they say that fear is in the kidneys, anger is in the liver, grief is in the skin, blood, right? So you could use those if you don't know where it is. But then what we're going to do is we're going to make the sound of that part of the body, that the sound that that part of the body wants you to make to release it. And it could be an intense sound, breaking up the tension in that part of the body, or it could be a harmonizing, beautiful sound to bring it back into harmony. We're going to do both here, right? So notice where in your body the emotion is stuck. It's interesting. Loneliness. Kind of in the heart. Yeah, I would say it's in the heart, which feels, I could feel it not only the heart, but up to almost up to my arm here, especially kind of like right here, right here. That's where I feel it, especially just to the next of the heart. Okay, so I'm gonna make a sound to release it. First, I'm matching the sound of that pain next to my heart. Now I'm going to harmonize it, sending love to it. That's nice. I like that one. Because you feel it physically. I mean, a lot of people say emotions get stored in the muscles, they get stored in the bones. Some say it even gets stored in the blood, right? So this is really cool to actually work on the physical body to release it out of the body. I find it's nice to do some movement with it as well. Right? You could even reverse engineer like that pain in your neck. Go, okay, what emotion's behind that? Very cool. Okay, then we have this one, which I like. Make it small and then toss it over your shoulder and then fill the space with love. Okay. So the first step here is to imagine this emotion in front of you. Notice how big it is. You can even notice its color, its shape, right? If I look at loneliness, it's kind of like this. Get an image of kind of like a screen, a window screen that's kind of broken and kind of like broken up. Like it's like it's been kind of, it's just a mess. So I'm going to use the sound and I'm going to make this sound shrink this emotion down to the size of a penny, right? Okay. Here we go. It's in my hand. Some people like to honor the lesson that it's giving you, right? One technique is to now throw it over your shoulder. One is to let it go into the earth. Another is to send it off into spirit. Let spirit take care of it. Now it's gone. Now we're going to fill up the space that's left with the sound of love. Like that one. I like that one a lot. That actually came from one of my students. She came up with that in the degree program. I'm going to play a song now before we do another one on releasing stuck emotions. Let me find it here. There we go. It's called Emotional Stress Release. It's all about releasing stuck emotions. Enjoy this one. Let me go back to the beginning. Okay, here we go. Here it comes. Okay. Let's go to the next technique. This is one of my favorites, and this is to let a higher being make a sound through you. Tom Kenyon does this a lot. May seem a little foreign to you. If it sounds really weird, don't tell anybody. You could just have a archangel call in an angel, right? Any angel, although only for our highest good. You could call in Michael, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel. Could call in Christ. Could call in Kuan Yin. Could call in all types of ascended masters and even positive aliens. Call in the Hathors, the Palladians, the full range of positive aliens, right? Only for our highest good. Could call in ancestors. Call in the divas of nature, the water element, or air, or fire, or water, or ether. I know people that have like little gnomes. This one guy said, I got three gnomes I work with. Okay, right? Or somebody said, I've got a pink unicorn. It's like, okay, could call in your kitty, right? Call in animal medicine, call in different animals. Or you could actually call in the highest being in the universe that is the very best at dealing with the stuck emotion you have. Just get the best one. Okay. So I'm going to call in Kuan Yin. Let Kuan Yin make the sound through my voice of compassion for this loneliness on the planet and in me. The last one I want to share is just go straight to source. Right? A lot of people say these higher beings are just intermediaries for bringing in source or connecting to source. So just go straight to source. Right? Have source make the sound through. Let God do it. Just bring source through your voice. It's interesting, we were talking about in class today, there's really no sound that I can make with a voice that really is source. Because I think of source as all frequencies. It's like a cosmic choir of all frequencies. And that's impossible to make with the voice. So when I make the sound, I almost like just go straight to that choir and visualize that or imagine that. Regardless of the sound I'm making, I'm just a choir of angelic beings, basically the entire universe in one vibration. So let's do that one. Sound of source. to let go of this loneliness or whatever you have going on. What loneliness, right? What stuck emotion? What were we talking about? It's all gone. I'm gonna play a song for you about transforming emotions, transforming full range of emotions. Let me find it here. Called Harmonize Emotions. It's on my second Nutri Energetic CD. Okay, so we're going to harmonize emotions with this. There's a couple other techniques you could do. You could just send Love to an emotion, right? Or to the part of the body that's holding the emotion. You could also just go to the sound of your soul. Your soul never wobbles. So just go to that and make the sound of that. You can also just go to gratitude, compassion, love, joy. Some people think that's bypassing an emotion, which it can be if you don't face the emotion. But going to these higher emotions can also give you more capacity to actually face and deal with the negative emotions. Just like going to source kind of puts it in a different perspective, right? Bringing source through. The trick, the main key is to really get where you're not so attached to your emotions, where you realize you are not your emotions. You are a perfect spirit, a peaceful, stable, consistent vibration. There might be a few emotions wafting through, flowing on through, but you are not them. You are a perfectly still point of awareness or witness watching them. It's like going from one to two, right? You're not the emotions. You are a separate vibration that is peaceful and still, separate from your emotions. And you have a choice what those emotions are going to be. The best example is like when you have something that you really love and you lose it. Right? Well, how incredible to have something you love so much in your life. I mean, how wonderful. What a great experience, right? You could relish in that experience and just go, how lucky am I? But so many people go, it sucks that I don't have that anymore. And they grieve and grieve. It's just a bummer that person's not around. It's a bummer they're gone. Wait a second. It's not a bummer. It's a total blessing that you had them in your life. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's like the sound of gratitude. Let's end with the sound of joy. Joy is a beautiful emotion. It's most contagious. Hard to not share joy when someone's joyful. We look for joyful people everywhere, right? Even on movies and stuff, we love it when people are joyful. So contagious. Joy comes from babies. It comes from children. Children comes from nature. It comes from group experiences. It comes from animals a lot too. I had a right here. Let's see, let me show you. So this is my view here where I live. overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge with San Francisco in the distance, and right there's a cliff looking down to the water, to the ocean, right in front of us. And last year there was this baby seal, not baby seal, baby whale that came right up to the cliffs here. And I started singing to him. I went, and he started doing jumps for me. He just and I started kept singing. He's doing more jumps, and it's like you could just hear him laughing. Could hear this whale laughing. I such joy. It was so much fun. I think of the last time you were in a state of complete joy and feel it again completely. If it had a sound, play with it. Come up with a sound that matches the joy. Here's the sound of that whale. Right? So, feel more joy. That's the whole deal. And let go of those emotions with a sound so you can feel more joy. Hold that intention for the rest of the evening, or just do it. In the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.